Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30.
Marto and Margot. Margot, great to see that you survived your weekend of camping. We'll hear all about that in this podcast.
Only just. If anyone's looking for some secondhand camping gear for Christmas.
Used ones.
Hit me up. Right. Only used once.
Used once.
Some brand new with tags still, Marto.
This is the way you get cheap stuff. You get people like you who go and buy all the flash gear and then they go, camping's not for me.
The amount of stuff that was left at the bins too that people just dispose of. There was a kayak there and the guys, a couple of guys in a ute just pulled up and were just pilfering stuff into the back of their utes. And one of them, the kayak was actually broken. It was cracked and so obviously it was taking on water. But the fishing rod holder was still attached, so they just unscrewed the fishing rod holder and took that with them.
Yeah. Like hard rubbish camping stuff.
They went to put it in and he went, oh no, there's a crack in this one. Put it back. Oh, but get the fishing rod holder off it.
Oh, bloody hell. Aren't they funny?
Corey picked up a secondhand Christmas tree one year from the caravan park. There's a heap of pommies. We always have heaps of gypsies.
Hold on, but that's after Christmas.
In our park, and they always just get rid of tables, chairs, marquees. They just dump it.
That's what the kids do at music festivals. Have you ever seen what happens at music festivals now? Because they all have, $150 for a 3x3 marquee.
Marquee.
They walk away and
leave them there.
Yep, you can pick up hundreds of them.
The youth of today.
I know, they don't care like we did. Mm. Like back in my day.
Oh, here we go. It's the Big Breakfast. Let's get into the podcast. Marto and Margo, Triple.
He escaped COVID in Australia and landed in COVID Central in LA. It's our mate, Amos Gill.
Live from LA, Amos. Hello, mate.
G'day, team. How are we? It went all big and then you just went, oh, mate.
That's awesome.
You lost so much enthusiasm. Well, it started strong.
Isn't that how they do it on the Today Show and Tonight Shows over there? Live from LA. Is that better?
Yeah, that's not too bad, mate. You got a bit of the Jimmy Fallons about you.
Yeah.
And by that I mean you're unbearable this morning.
Now, listen, hold on. You've been over there for 4 weeks or so now. There's been a lot of name dropping and there was another one just there. Do you know Jimmy Fallon? Was that what we were supposed to say there?
Oh, mate. No. Don't you worry about
that. Did you go on Jimmy Fallon?
I did not go on Fallon, but I've got the biggest name drop story for you right now. Are you ready for the clangometer?
If you say Jim Jefferies' name one more time.
Right. So Jim Jefferies was doing a show and I was there. No, I did it. We did a gig the other night in the Ace Theatre downtown and I have to do this name drop story because I made an absolute dick of myself.
Yeah.
He and I are chatting. We're getting on like a house on fire. And he says to me, so what was it like with COVID as a performer not being able to go to the office? And so I regaled him with how difficult it's been not to see my audiences and whatnot. And I got to the end of it and I said, it's not like your profession. What do you do? And he said, well, no, it was a challenge for me. We couldn't tour the band. And I realised it was Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam that I'd been talking to that entire time.
That's great.
Did you back away or did you just keep batting on with him?
No, I just batted on and I said, to be fair, you're not like Prince, you know what I mean? Like you're a band, your whole MO is that you guys are kind of low key. Like in many ways, I've complimented you. You're not a big over the top personality. You're just a regular fella. I'm just getting worse and worse. Oh, you know what I mean?
Like Prince, like dead.
But that's the same with footy players. When they take their jerseys and numbers off, you go, I don't know, he's just a pretty solid-looking bloke. I don't know who he is. And that's understandable, mate.
Halfway there on the name drop story because it gets worse.
Oh, no.
I walk out of the green room and Jim is there chatting to a guy in a bucket hat and a green sweater. Mm. And I couldn't really see the face. And I'm a bit in my own head, okay? I'm just trying to get out of there and go up to a different part of the room. I'm kind of getting a bit all socially awkward as I'm talking to these people. The Eddie Vedder thing had thrown me a bit.
Yeah.
I kind of made a difference if I'll leave.
Lost your confidence.
So Jim says to me, he goes, Brad, this is my mate Amos. I didn't know who it was. I shook his hand and I said, g'day, fella. Nice to meet you. And kept walking. And only at that point, I turned around and realised that was Brad Pitt.
No, there's only one famous Brad in Hollywood.
Actually, even I know Brad Pitt.
Oh. I've had to make a roundabout as I realise it's Brad Pitt and I go, hold on, anyway, what were we talking about just there? Look, I want to get back in.
Suddenly I'm interested again.
Yeah, he goes, this is my mate from Australia. And Brad goes, well, he's definitely from Australia, sort of making fun of my accent there. Anyway, then I think I'm going to ask him some questions about his life. And then he looks over my shoulder and goes, "Hey, there's a person I've got to talk to." And he walked right by me.
That's good.
That was the end of that situation there. And then I broke protocol because they said, "Oh, you know, you shouldn't take any photos backstage." I took about 3 photos of Brad Pitt because he was just so handsome, Margot. I kept zooming in on his face.
Was he really in real life?
He was gorgeous. And I sent it to a friend of mine on Snapchat, you know, one of those disappearing photos.
Yep.
And they were like, "I thought you were going to send me a dick pic." I'm like, "No, it's a Pitt pic." How about this Josh Giddey character, the Australian basketball?
He's incredible. Is he big news over there as well? It's enormous here.
Yeah, it's funny. I look at the Australian media and they're like, "The NBA is stunned." And I look at the clip and he's just made a basic bounce pass.
That's great. Oh, mate.
Anyway, I've made an absolute dick of myself in this show. Name drop this, name drop that. Yeah. I tell you, Brad Pitt, stunning man.
I'll wait for my Pitt pic.
All right, I'll send it to you right now.
Cheers, mate.
Amos Gill at
he's trying to dig himself out of trouble there, but that's 2 celebrities he did not recognise when they walked straight past him. So many people are good. He needs a little bit of training.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't mind if we adopt the 133353, when did you see a celebrity that you didn't recognise moment on his behalf. Maybe some of our listeners have had this happen to them when they didn't realise who they were talking to, and then it hit them. It was like a light bulb moment later on after they walked away, perhaps, or mid-conversation went, "Oh, my God, that's Alfie Langer."
Because it used to happen to me with footy players all the time. One minute you'd be commentating their game, they'd take their jersey off, have a shower, and they'd be walking outside and they'd go, "Oh, g'day." I'd go, "G'day." If they didn't have headgear on and their number on their back, you go, "I don't know who you are. Oh, you just commentated me playing." Oh, did I just?
I mean, I do reckon, though, if I saw Brad Pitt, I'd know who
Brad Pitt was.
Yeah, you'd know.
But, Jesus, you could... Beyonce and Kim Kardashian could be walking at me down the street and I wouldn't know it was them. They'd just be some chick from The Gap or something like that.
Liar.
What?
Liar.
What?
I reckon you'd know.
No way in the
You've
world.
You've read enough of those Woman's Day magazines, Marto.
Don't give it away.
Karen from North Maclean, did you find yourself in a situation where you didn't recognise a celebrity until you recognised that they were a celebrity?
Well, not necessarily myself, but our close friends, Paul, were down the Gold Coast at one of these fancy buffet restaurants. And he's trying to get to the prawns or the Moreton Bay bugs, and there was this rather slim woman standing there, and he was in his way. Mm. And he sort of, "Oh, damn."
Karen, was he a rumping?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. Paul is definitely a food man.
You've got to get those bugs, Karen. Yeah, they go quick.
He's got to get to his bugs, and he loves his Moreton Bay bugs. Yes. Now, he sort of got back to the table and goes, "Oh, there's this skinny..." And I won't say the word, but it starts with B.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Oh, she was in the way and she wouldn't get out of the way.
She's hogging the bug line."
Hogging all the bugs. And they went, "You do know that was Angelina Jolie."
Oh my God.
Angelina,
fabulous.
The queen of Hollywood royalty. Oh, my goodness.
Karen,
what was she doing there, Karen?
Eating bugs.
Eating bugs. They were down there doing that filming of that movie.
Yeah.
That was a few years ago.
Yeah, they filmed a lot of it over at Stratty.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Good one. Well, she likes bugs.
We always go with Paul going, "Remember that time you didn't even know it was Angelina Jolie.
Okay. Does he wear a Team Jolie shirt from now on? I reckon he would.
I don't think Paul watches a lot of movies. Mario from Kangaroo Point, who was it, mate, and where was it?
Mate, it was Richie McCaw. But the context behind that was it was the night of 07 after the quarterfinal when they just lost. I'd gone back to my hotel with a pizza. Shattered, obviously. The Orcs had just been knocked out.
Mario, just let's discuss it. Australia had been beaten by England on that afternoon in France.
Yes.
New Zealand had been beaten by France France in Wales.
Yes.
Continue.
So I walked into the lift with my pizza, obviously just going to sob my sorries away, and I walked in. Guy in the lift, he holds it for me. Yep. "Mate, how's your night going?" "Oh, mate, I've had better. My team just lost," and he didn't really say much more after that. But then I realised when I walked out, "Hey, that was Richie McCaw. I just spoke to the guy who just lost that bloody..."
Mario, are you okay this morning? Because, of course, you lost as well to Ireland in the rugby, and then we beat you in the cricket. How's your morning going?
It's a tough day at work, I tell you what. It's a tough day at work to be a Kiwi, I give you that.
Mario, there was a suggestion on our burner phone earlier this morning that all the Kiwis should possibly take today off.
No, but then no scaffolding would go up, would it?
We made the same joke, Mario.
Mario, Australian PGA and WPGA Championship, the 13th to the 16th of January at the Royal Queensland Golf Club. We've got tickets for you, okay? Tickets at championship.pga.org.au. Enjoy from the Big Breakfast at Triple M.
Cheers, bro.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Margo, how many times have we spoken about shortages in the workforce? There's shortages in so many areas. There's
building materials, car parts.
Services. Not just as in labour.
Not the product.
Yeah, not the product. There's so many jobs going all over the place.
Well, nobody's coming in and out of interstate, Marto.
Exactly. And now things have gotten real serious, considering it's 39 days until Christmas.
Is it 39 days?
That's right. Wow. So now, Jesus. Listen, I'm sensitive enough to know there may still be some little kiddies in car, so I'll try to play this straight down the line, okay? But simply, this is the truth.
We've got a shortage around the country. We're looking for people to help spread magic and joy and play the role of Santa's helpers.
Need some Santa's helpers, little elves.
No, they're talking about the
big guy.
Fat man.
There is only one true Santa, but he has a lot of subbies.
Yeah. So many kids to get to,
yeah,
Marto.
He's got jobs to do and he has to subby it out to look alike. So that's what they're talking about here.
Santa relies on shopping centre fill-ins to help lighten the load. But given most are older gentlemen, there's an uneasiness this year due to COVID.
Uneasiness is mainly because claims of paedophilia, I think, the people have made against these poor old fellas. That's the thing. And I want to put my hand up because I'm getting a bit of a gut and I think I could probably fill in because that's all you need. You get just the red stuff and the beard. That's all. What?
Not with those hands, Marto. Look how you'll scare the kids off.
From Queensland in the north through New South Wales, south to Victoria, 2021 proving to be the year of the Santa shortage.
The year of the Santa. That's Santa how I'll remember shortage. This year. I won't remember Penrith won the premiership. I'll go, remember that year there weren't enough Santas at the shop?
And a socially distant Santa too this year again.
You can't
sit on Santa's lap anymore.
Hold on. Are the photos going to be Santa sitting here and a kid 1.5?
Landscape photo, Marto.
That's stupid. Can we get it together?
Triple M's Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Do you remember the other day that lovely girl, I think she rang on either Thursday or Friday, was rang up and was it a bloke?
It's a bloke, yeah.
It was a bloke, but he was talking about his daughter. Boy
what
or girl?
Did you have?
It's a girl and her name's Margot, spelled the exact same way.
Is it really?
We saw the Margot Robbie way and we heard it phonetically pronounced Margot once and we couldn't go with that.
Turned you off.
We ran out of time.
Marto. It was Mitch from Morayfield. Of course I remember. He named his baby after me. I mean, well, not after me, but he used the same spelling which I have, which is unusual. It is the French way, M-A-R-G-A-U-X.
The French way.
The French way.
Are you recording all of this?
Yeah, it's the French way.
But Mitch, he liked the spelling of it. It is the French way. Margot Hemingway, of course, was M-A-R-G-A-U-X.
Oh, of course.
And Chateau Margot.
Ernest Hemingway's daughter?
Yes, Ernest Hemingway's niece, I think it was.
Oh, I was kidding. Is that right?
No, yeah, it is right. Yeah.
What does Margot Hemingway do?
She was a famous ballerina, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yes. And then there is, of course, Chateau Margot, which is the famous red wine, French red wine house, the Chateau Margot.
Of course.
But yeah, I thought it was really cool.
Are you still talking?
I'm still talking. but there's stories all the time. Like, why were you called Greg? Your parents just liked the name, or was there a Greg that you were named after, like Greg Norman, or, you know, like a famous Greg? Was there a Gregory?
I've never asked that question.
You've never asked? No. You don't know why you got your name?
No. Was I supposed to?
Yes, of course.
I'm so shallow, I just went, that's me name.
You don't want to know the origins or the history of your name?
No, well, we weren't religious, so it wasn't after the 23 Pope Gregory's. No, it just, I don't know. But
he just got Greg.
Did you put much thought into your
kids' names? Well, mine was Chateau Margot, but I put, my kids aren't named after anyone in particular, but a lot of, like, research forums, baby book name reading happened. But Corey always gets, you know, I got stopped by a mother in the car park at school going, my God, we named our son after you.
Corey or
after
Parker?
Corey. He gets Corey Parker. There's heaps of them. Parker. Corey had a dog named after him, Pory Barker. I don't know, something. I can't remember.
Oh, my God. God. Can I tell you how Kath and I did ours?
I'm sure.
We went away. Like celebrities. Kath was 6 months pregnant. We went away, didn't know it was a boy or girl. Mm. We went A to Z. It took about an hour, and I just got really bored after a while. But we did girl and boy's name.
You both wanted to.
A to Z, every single one. And we did want to, we ended up going, yes, Harry, we agreed on Harry. We came back and compared our notes, and Harry and Hillary were only the same. I had things like Cortina for C. I was just naming cars.
You gave up, did you?
I didn't know enough. No, I didn't have one of those name books.
Wonderful 353. How did you name your child? Or maybe there's a really cool story behind how you were named, perhaps. 133353. Tell us. Marto, you need to do some research. Find out why you were called Greg.
I'll ring
What's
Mum.
Your middle name again?
John.
Gregory John.
Boring.
All right. How did you name your kids? 133353.
Why did you name your kids?
Some people go to a lot of trouble.
Sometimes they're inspired by a musician or an actress or a Greg Martin on the Triple M's Big Breakfast.
There's
Tiffany
no one
from
named
Flagstone.
Greg.
What were you inspired by? How did your daughter or son get their name?
G'day, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Was it a series of events or just an incident that caused you to name your children?
It was an incident. My loving hubby, Reese, had his leg broken a couple of years ago. And at the time, I was halfway through our first pregnancy, and I was visiting him in hospital. And we thought, while we're having our visitations, we should probably start coming up with names with our firstborn. And after he spoke to the guild, they came up with a name. How about Ebony Ray? I thought, that's a beautiful name.
Hold on.
Is
that from Kath and Kim? Was that Kimmy's first child, Ebony Ray?
I wouldn't have a clue, mate, but no, that was the first name that popped out of his mouth, and I thought, that's beautiful, and what an awesome Sweet 16 story that'll make her. You know, your father was doped to the gills when he came out with your name.
Exactly. So he was, codeine, morphine or?
Oxygen. He was on the tramadol and the morphine. Like, he had a metal rod inserted in his leg. He had a pretty bad... Pretty bad whoop.
Somebody
but
check
no, he's
that.
All, he's all good now.
Someone check that for me. I'm sure Kim, Ebony Ray.
I think
it from
is.
Kath and Kim, it was
well,
their first
I didn't realise Memphis, our eldest daughter, her name is Memphis Rain, and someone said, like the character out of Gone in 60 Seconds, Nicolas Cage is Memphis Raines. And I hate Nicolas Cage as an actor.
Is that where you got the name from? No,
it's not, because I've never seen the movie and I don't like him as an actor, so I was disappointed to hear.
You're right, Marto. Ebony Ray from Kath and Kim.
Ebony Ray. Scott from The Grange. Hello, mate.
Sorry, Tiffany.
G'day, how you going?
Righto. Was it an incident or what was it?
What were you inspired by?
Yeah, I've got three kids, got different bits and pieces, but the youngest one, he's 14 now. We used to have a good life before them. We travelled a lot. So in Alaska, the highest mountain up there was called Mount McKinley, so his name's McKinley. But
that's cool.
Since then, they've gone back, a bit like Ayers Rock's changed back to Uluru, they've changed the name now, so now it's Mount Denali. So I'm telling you, you've got to change his name, even though he's 14.
Scott, did you
middle
ever
middle name,
did perhaps? Did you climb Mount McKinley? Because it's the highest mountain on the North American continent.
It's a big national park. So we went in there and saw bears and moose and all that sort of stuff and take bus trips in there for a day or two and things. I didn't climb it, no. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a good name.
Has he ever mentioned, Dad, why'd you call me McKinley? I've got to spell it for everyone.
Yeah, we don't even... I've got to struggle to spell it. He just goes by Mackie, so he never gets called McKinley unless he's in strife.
Well, Scott, stay on the line. Just listen to this one. You put a lot more thought into it than Joel from Alimba. He's just sent this through on the burner phone. Parents were going to name him Boris. This is Joel, okay? Until his dad saw Joel Garner take 8 weeks against the Aussies while drinking at the pub. there's a knee-jerk reaction.
That's inspiration,
that's
isn't it?
The size of that bloke.
Catherine from Parkinson. Hello.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. How did your kids get their names? Did you have some sort of inspiration?
We did. We had our two boys and then we miscarried quite a few in the last pregnancy. We didn't know. It was a surprise.
Okay.
We couldn't agree on a girl's name. And one day, about 8 months pregnant, we're in the city, there was a massive drop-down picture of Megan Gale.
Oh,
she's
gorgeous.
And we both just looked at each other and went, Megan. And so Megan was born.
What a woman too. I love Megan Gale. I'm totally team Megan. Isn't she beautiful, Catherine?
Isn't she wonderful? And I do believe, coincidentally, we found out later on, we think Megan Gale's middle name is Kate. And that's what our middle name is for our daughter too.
Wow. What do you mean you think? Yeah. Did you check Google and just find out?
Come on, Catherine.
I should have it confirmed. I think she's just known as Megan Kay, but I'd love to know.
we'll Google it for you and we'll see if we can confirm, Catherine, and maybe we can have a chat about it on Friday. Can you get the day off and come and have margaritas with me for Margaritas with Margot?
I don't know that I can, Margot.
Oh, she's busy. Catherine.
I would love to, but parenting could, you know.
That's all right. It's only a couple of hours at lunchtime. Surely you can find someone to look after them, or we just leave the windows down and park them outside Hey Chica.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, we're going to put you on the standby list, see how you go, so that we've reserved
right,
a spot for you.
Wiggle.
Okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you.
It's Triple M.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
And if you missed the final last night, catch up with KO Mini's ICC T20 Cricket World Cup condensed match highlights. If you're new to KO, you should start. Well, you pretty want to do it right away. Start your free trial today.
Well, a lot of people will do that because some people did get up at midnight and stayed up until 3:23 when the match finished. Now, if you don't know, let's go through it. Australia won the toss, which is probably the most important thing that could have happened, because I think only two out of the 35 or however many games who were at the World Cup, the team batting first has won. So it's been a chasing World Cup. So New Zealand, Margot, batted first, made 172. Mm. Good total. If your bowlers go okay. But I tell you what, Aaron Finch out early. Dave Warner, well, this is when he got 50.
Oh, that sounded stunning. 50 comes up of 34 balls. David Warner's signing himself on this match.
So Warner got 53 off 38. Yeah, geez, that's not too bad. And then Mitch Marsh came in. They made 93, I think, in a partnership, Mitch Marsh. And now I've bagged Mitch Marsh over the years, and he deserved to be bagged. But I tell you what, at this World Cup, he's been pretty good.
He's connected that as well as anybody in the game ever has. What a game-changing half-century this is for Mitch Marsh. Fastest 50 in a World Cup final, come off 31 balls.
And they were cruising the whole way as they chased him down, the Aussies. They were virtually celebrating, I don't know, five, six overs from the end. One with eight or nine balls to spare.
Maxwell looks to finish it, and he might have done it as well. Five times 50 over men's World Cup champions, a team that can never, ever be written off. And they've finally got their hands on a men's T20 World Cup trophy, and it is richly deserved.
So they are the T20 champions. Whether or not it's a random form of cricket, it only took, 3:23 this morning it wrapped up. All over really quickly. Any team could have won, but Australia are the champs over the Kiwis. And here's Justin Langer. Remember before the tournament started, let's sack him, let's get rid of him. I had enough of Justin Langer, he's up himself. Well, he sounds pretty good here.
I suppose everyone who wins a World Cup says it's hard to process, it's hard to put it into words, but this is such a special group of people. And I know every coach, every captain says the same thing, but you know, we've got some amazing cricketers here. We haven't had a chance to play together because different reasons for the last 12 months. So when we all got back together, it's almost like a reunion. And they're such close. There's so many close relationships there. It's a very, very special moment for everyone.
What a way to start the week. Beautiful. Well done, the Aussies.
Congratulations.
Marto's Thought on Sport.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Hey, a lot of people going, oh, what happened to Bathurst this year? I can't realise, where did it go? It's on in 3 weeks, everybody. So
first weekend of December.
Quite spectacular time of the year. There won't be much other sport on, so it'll be incredible. And everyone will be inside aircon for 9 hours with their esky sitting next to them, but that's 3 weeks' time. What's going on with the supercars before them? For the third weekend in a row, the supercars are coming out of Sydney, out of Eastern Creek, and they are having a fair old battle on Saturday. And I think Anton Di Pasquale won the first race of the weekend.
Yep.
And then yesterday afternoon, something extraordinary happened. Like, I've got my head pretty much around supercars, but a young bloke called Will Brown won, and I went, who the hell is Will Brown? It went down as they came around the last quarter. Now, he's got this 23-year-old. He's from Toowoomba, Will Brown. Went to Toowoomba Grammar School, did karts. Yeah, really incredible. He led and he won by a little bit. He had Van Gisbergen and Wing Cup right up his ass, but he held on. Have a look at that. Have a listen. Here's the noise from his pit crew and him in the car. He was so excited.
Out of the final corner for the last time. Yeah. And a run down the front straight. And this is a mega moment for Will Brown. Congratulations.
understatement.
Oh, yeah. No. Listen to this. He said, I just thought it was going to be a dogfight. Well, you got Van Gisbergen and Wind Cup up your bum. And I'm going to make this hard for him. I'm a bit exhausted after that. Everyone's pumped. I think one beer and I'm going to go to bed. I'm knackered. Oh. Now, that is a kid from the country. He must have put his whole brain. Can you imagine him going, oh, my God, that's Jamie Wincup about to get me. That's Van Gisbergen. And just about them, did you guys may have been watching it?
Well, Corey was watching it on his phone.
Okay.
He seemed very excited by it. He said it was some incredible racing.
It was mammoth. Well, the racing wasn't. They sort of left Will Brown alone. They couldn't catch him because Wincup and Van Gisbergen, same team, Red Bull boys from out of G-Bug, they were going hammer and tong. They were actually hitting each other, as in fighting hard, pushing each other off the track. I'll have a go at you.
I said it was like a go-kart battle of sorts.
It was incredible, Margo. And they're in the same team. And guess what? The team, who's the bloke who runs it now, or whatever his name is, he's telling them over the radio, Jamie, let Gizzy come through. He can win this. Let him run. Jamie Wincup just simply refused. He defended his position, and a couple of times he ran Van Gisbergen, who's going to win the series.
Yeah.
Whether he wins Bathurst or not, he's going to win the championship. Nah, Wincup just kept on edging. Guess who's going to be, you know, do you know what Jamie Wincup's doing next year, don't you?
He's taking over Roland Dane.
That's right.
He's going to be the boss.
And yet he is saying to the team boss at the moment, get stuffed. I've got three races left in my life. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. It was fabulous to see. Rather than those silly Formula One, supercars, it's fair dinkum.
The Big Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30. On Triple M.
Can I tell you what happened Saturday night? And you know, I was going to engagement party. Of my godson and nephew, Jay Bore. He has a degree of fame around Brisbane as a wild youngster. Jay Bore, if you know anything in the rugby circles, he's done a little bit of rugby commentary in the club games and plays hooker. Anyway.
He's got that YP threads, didn't he? Used to dress Nick Cody.
COVID took care of that business. Anyway, so it was his engagement. I was very excited about it on Saturday night here in Brizzy, and I thought, oh, this would be tremendous. But for the second weekend of the row, remember last weekend I told you, I don't think I mentioned on radio, but my niece's, it was her 30th, sorry, well, she's the girlfriend of my nephew, but I call her my niece, because we went along to her 30th and it turned into my nephew proposed to her that day on her 30th birthday.
What a beautiful birthday present.
I ended up at an engagement. One minute I'm supposed to be going to a 30th, then I'm on a 30th and an engagement. It was beautiful.
Yeah, that's lovely.
So I go, wow, that was tremendous. And they were there on the weekend, that nephew and his new fiancée.
New bride.
So we go along and go, oh, how good's this? We turn up. And the engagement party had become a wedding.
Oh,
because they got married last weekend without telling anyone. You turn up. My brother was in a pair of toweling shorts.
Who wears toweling shorts even to an engagement party?
He'd been to a lunch.
Toweling shorts to a lunch?
My brother's a unit.
You are animals, you two.
Anyway, I had long pants on because Kath said, we're in town, it's an engagement party.
It's a special occasion.
And I didn't know.
Put your toweling pants on, Marto.
There was this little sign just there, you know, when you walked in, said just married, and I didn't think anything of it. Would you have thought anything? Of it? I know just married means just married, but I thought that's just a bit of funny bugger stuff. And I don't look, you know, because I went straight to the bar when what do you do when you arrive at an engagement party? You go and get a beer.
Go and see the people who got engaged and say congratulations.
Oh, that'll come.
There was other people doing that. I thought there's an opportunity to get a beer here. Oh, dude. Hey, because anyone else, is this happening a lot lately? Because I've missed out on five. I reckon there's been five weddings that's been missed by our family. We've got lots of nephews and nieces over the last 2 years because of COVID. And what a happy thing it was.
What are the restrictions at the moment around weddings? There's none.
Well, this was an engagement party.
But it's a cheaper way, isn't it? Elope, get married with, you know, those are really close, you know, your brother, your sister, your couple of bridesmaids, best friends.
There was 12 there the weekend before.
Yeah, mum and dad.
And they, apparently a few of them were leaky.
They have a big party.
You got to keep it tight, though, because the wedding had been the weekend before and they apparently, I didn't find out about it, not many people did. So you got to watch the leaky ones. Like some, oh, yeah, where were you last weekend? Oh, nowhere.
Well, so I saw it on the weekend too, Marto. Matt Gillette, former Bronco, him and his wife turned up to an engagement party and they had got married the weekend before. Same thing.
So they
just displayed a video and said, oh, surprise,
we
already got married. Congratulations.
That's a great idea. No one likes going to churches anyway. Well, they went to a beach.
I love weddings.
Yeah.
People declaring their love for each other and their life together.
I reckon that happened in the speech for us on the weekend.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's nice.
133353, did you go to something that started as this and ended up as that? Like,
started as this, ended up as that. I like it.
Did we have somebody ring?
Yeah, Jennifer from Morayfield. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jennifer.
Did this happen?
Look, my sister got married the other weekend, and it's this lovely story of together as children, then apart as adults, and then came together again, this lovely thing.
Yeah, good one.
In that time that they were separated, he'd been married to somebody else, and anyway, a member of her family was at the wedding, his ex-wife. So a member of his ex-wife's family was at the wedding. Now, my sister, they're doing their toasts and everything, and she gets up to do a toast. And we thought, okay, that's lovely. And she said, this probably isn't appropriate, but I'd like to wish my son happy birthday, and I'd like to have a wedding anniversary dance with my husband.
Whoa. That's hot. That's a hijacking.
So what started as my sister's wedding turned out to be her groom's ex-wife's father's wedding anniversary dance.
Happy birthday. And let's finish it with a happy birthday. Oh, Jennifer, that's one of the great hijackings. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. This is Triple M. It's The Big Breakfast with Marto and Mark.
I think Jennifer just hijacked our phone. Corey's going around the house, stock is Margo's busy, parking
orders, time for at home with Parkers. Oh, well, no, it's not at home with the Parkers. It's off-road with the Parkers because over the weekend we went camping, Marto. Nothing says fun like sunburn, sand in your bed, midges, horseflies.
Hilarious.
Westerly winds.
Hilarious.
Rain.
Got better. Now, all right, so you would tell everyone you were going to Double Island Point. That rain took a while to clear, did you?
Yeah, it rained pretty much all of Friday and Friday afternoon, and it cleared about late Friday night. And Saturday and Sunday were beautiful. The sun was scorching, Marto, but the wind was wicked. I don't know where it was coming from, but it was fierce. We had a wonderful time. Look, there's a first and last for everything they say, but it won't be the last time I go to Double Island Point. It may just be the last time I sleep in a swag.
Can I just ask, this was your first camping trip as a family, and you've got a perfectly good caravan at home.
Corey and the boys have been beach camping over at Carrigee on South Stratty. They love it. You know, men just like eating beef out of a tin, it seems, and sleeping in swags, and it's all rugged and rural, catching fish and cooking it on the barbecue and eating it. I, on the other hand, took all of the creature comforts with me outside of a caravan until I realised I could have taken my caravan because as we drove up the beach past 7 camp zones, a lot of people in caravans. And I said to my girlfriend, why didn't you tell me I could have brought my caravan? She said, I thought the camping would be so much fun. I said, no. Okay. It was fun. We had a great time. I did get attacked by midges at one point because left the fly net on my swag open.
Oh, they're evil things.
I gave up my good mattress, Marto. I told you about the Big Daddy swag and the self-inflating mattress.
What do you mean you gave it up?
Well, we had to share because of a course of a double. Instead of taking 6 swags, we took 4 and I doubled up with River and Corey doubled up with one of the kids. And so I thought because he's bigger than me and he's got a sore arm, I'll do the right thing as a good wife and I will give him the Big Daddy swag with the mattress so he gets a better night's sleep.
Is that
which
the first
meant
time
I
ever?
Slept on the rock and with no sheet, no blanket. Because
should have known this. Now, I was incredible though
because you cannot beat that view. When you wake up, you open up your swag and you are looking straight at the beach and the sun is in your eyes. Yeah. There's nothing better.
And you're hungover and your mouth's dry.
And there's about 15 other people there to witness
this. And you could have had your caravan with the lovely fridge and a microwave right there and you're camping and you're going, why?
Yeah, so maybe next time if anyone wants to go camping.
It won't be your next time.
They're not going to go. Do it, even with Epic all the things.
City.
It's gone.
Triple M.
Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.